B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, and Eddie in Ravenswood. What's up, Eddie?
Good morning, Moog. Good morning, Carla. Good morning, Amazing.
Hey.
So, Eddie in Ravenswood, of course, part of the Moog and Carla Mornings Mafia, has asked me to officiate his wedding, which is a huge, huge thing, and I'm so honored. Also, it's a, you know, this is quite a responsibility. And you,
yes, are you kidding me? This is like one of the most important conversations, or I guess speeches, that they're ever going to hear in their life.
Yeah. Right, and so and to take the pressure off, Eddie tagged me in this. Eddie tagged me in this thing yesterday that was like it was like a book or something, and it was like basically saying just that, like this is one of the most. Picking the who's going to officiate your wedding is one of the most important decisions you can make.
Yeah, dude.
So here I am like, okay.
Hyperventilating. Okay.
Stressing. So listen, you've got me perpetually stressed and losing sleep until you get married, Eddie. I want you to know that. And
you've
also
got about a year plus.
Yeah, so I know.
I'm sorry, Moog.
So I was thinking, okay, I need to, between now and whenever this wedding is, sit down with you and Lauren, and then I think you and Lauren is his fiance, and then you and Lauren, I think we should have lunch like individually, and I need to get to know you guys on a much deeper level. Are you guys okay with that?
I think we're okay with that.
We're planning a wedding.
Moog's like, we need to hang out.
Moog, is this your first time officiating a wedding?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, but I thought you were an ordained officiator.
I am. I became ordained.
For fun?
No. when I got married, I had my best friend officiate my wedding. And I wanted to see, like, how difficult is this process to go through it.
So you did it.
And so I did it.
For fun.
It's actually really...
So it was for fun.
It's actually really easy. You just go to, like, universallifechurch.org, fill out a thing, and then they're like, here's a certificate.
Huh.
Live your best life.
I might get ordained.
You know what? Let's all get ordained.
Yeah. You know what? Moog and Carla Mornings, weddings. A little side venture for us. So this is really exciting, but like I said, there is a lot of pressure. Someone suggested to me, can I say out loud who it was?
Yes.
Who?
It was Ahmad, wasn't it? Did I take a peek at what ChatGPT might have to say about officiating a wedding?
Well,
and I hate that, because why would you need any help from ChatGPT?
Well, you know what? Maybe it's a good thought starter.
Listen,
no.
I use my email. Like, when I email people, I run it through chat, you know? So you just put the, what do you call
you
it?
You can tell the emails that Ahmad runs through ChatGPT versus the ones that he doesn't.
Listen.
It comes from the heart and the computer.
Can y'all please stop doing that? Just use your noggin.
Well, so I thought about it. And listen, I'm going to write these vows. This is someone's wedding. I'm not just going to let ChatGPT take a swing at this.
Unless ChatGPT just sounds a little bit better.
Unless ChatGPT comes up with an idea that I might not have. But I did think, let's let ChatGPT take a crack at it. So I wrote essentially an intro to the wedding.
Okay.
And I had ChatGPT write an intro to the wedding.
And you want to see whose is better?
And I want you, Carla, you, Ahmad, and you, Eddie, of course, most importantly, to decide which intro is better. Now, this is a work in progress. We got over a year to get this locked down.
Mm-hmm.
So coming up next, I'm going to give you what I wrote. And this is just the first, like, 10 seconds.
Versus ChatGPT.
Versus ChatGPT's.
And Eddie, if ChatGPT's is better, we have to have a longer conversation.
We'll have definitely a longer conversation, for sure.
All right, well, we'll find out for sure. Coming up next, it's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96.
Sick reputation for handling broads. All I need is me.
It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings and Eddie in Ravenswood, who is getting married next year and has asked me to officiate his wedding, which is quite the honor, Eddie, I gotta say. I'm grateful, excited, and a little bit nervous, because this is, you know, officiating a wedding is, I mean, this is maybe one of the most important things I'll ever do in my life. And I don't want to mess this thing up.
You shouldn't mess it up, because it's a complete honor that you're agreed to do this for Lauren and myself. So Very appreciative of you both to do that for us.
Well, so I have never done this before, and I didn't even know where to start. So I wrote an intro, and I had ChatGPT write an intro. It's basically the first 15, 20 seconds.
Oh, like when they go, dearly beloved.
Yes.
We're gathered here today.
Yes.
Okay.
Neither mine nor ChatGPT's did a dearly beloved.
Ah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so all of a sudden we don't care about tradition? I'm just kidding.
Well, listen, if you want a dearly beloved, we can do that. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read you the intros, mine and ChatGPT's, but I'm not going to tell you which one's which.
Oh, okay.
So game is you guys get to decide, A, which one's better, and B, which one was ChatGPT.
Okay.
Here goes the first one. Let me change up the music here. I don't know how religious of a ceremony this is going to be, but just in case.
Oh, okay. Hey,
this is so ominous.
It's just Catholic. But yes, also.
All right, here we go.
Yes, and.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. Honestly, it's an honor to be here today as we celebrate the marriage of Edmund Cruz and Lauren. While every love story is unique, theirs is built on qualities that are easy to recognize. Kindness, laughter, loyalty, and a genuine appreciation for the people. Today is not simply the conclusion of one chapter. It is the initialization of another.
Okay.
So that's one. Mm-hmm. That's one introduction.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I liked it.
Here comes the next. Now, again, one of these is ChatGPT officiating a wedding, and one of these is one that I wrote.
I'm afraid to say anything because what if I go, that was whack, and it was yours.
Family, friends, welcome. Today we celebrate the love and commitment of Eddie and Lauren. Together, they've built a relationship that's full of laughter, loyalty, and probably more conversations about the Chicago Cubs than Lauren ever expected. But more importantly, they've found someone to celebrate life's best moments with and to lean on through the difficult ones. Okay, which one did you like better?
Okay, the pause for laughter was giving ChatGPT.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
All right.
But
I would say the second one for me.
You liked it better?
Yeah, I liked that
okay.
one better.
The first one had two things that I didn't like.
Oh.
Something like to the people, and I was like, okay.
So you're picking the one you dislike less.
I didn't like either of them. Okay. I'm keeping 100 with you.
Okay, which one do you dislike less?
I think I dislike the second one less.
Okay, Eddie, what about you? Which one did you like more or dislike less?
Well, I like the second one a little better because it's a little more personal with the Cubs in there.
Mm-hmm.
The first one sounded too ceremonial-like, if that makes
right.
any sense.
The first one was ChatGPT. It had the word initialization in it.
Yeah, that threw me off.
No, it also said Eddie's full name and then was like, oh, and Lauren girl. Like, what?
Edmund Cruz and Lauren.
That's because when I put the prompt into ChatGPT, I couldn't think of Lauren's last name off the top of my head.
We're mm-hmm. off to an amazing start.
But to me, the dead giveaway that it was ChatGPT is that it said, Honestly, it's an honor to be here today. Anyway, so yeah, mine was okay. So look, it's a work in progress. Okay, I just wrote this in a couple seconds.
Okay,
I'm gonna sit down with Eddie and Lauren and get to know them on a deeper level, and we're gonna do this right. Right,
well,
right,
Eddie, what do you want in this speech?
Absolutely, no, much appreciated.
Yeah, what do you want? What's your dream officiant?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler.
Well, someone who is bald headed. About
5'7". Well, then
he took a few inches off.
he took an inch off. I'm 5'8", buddy boy.
Okay. I would have gave you 5'9".
My bad.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ahmad.
Your aura makes you taller.
You know what? It does.
King. Yeah.
All right. So look, we're going to get together and we're going to do this correctly. And ChatGPT is not going to be a part of the equation. All right there, Eddie?
Love it. You know what? You're very eloquent with how you say words there, Mo. Appreciate it.
I would hope so. He does have to say many words.
You know what?
What did ChatGPT say? For the people.
For the people.
I was like, what in the Constitution is happening right now?
What in?
We the people. United States.
I love it. All right, Eddie. Well, we're going to get this thing together. We have like over a year to do it right. So,
Thank gosh.
Yeah. So worry not. Don't stress. Don't stress. We got this, all right?
Yeah.
Plenty of time. We'll be good. I can't wait to hear what we come up with.
Okay, here comes the text. Listen, after he's going to get ChatGPT. Honestly, after some further consideration and initialization, you're not going to be our guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eddie, we'll talk to you later, and thank you.
Take care, guys. Appreciate you.
All right, bye.
Later.
All right, coming up
guess
at
what? Ben-
7 o'clock, your first chance of the day, if you would like to win those tickets to see...
Ariana Grande!
Yeah.
It's the Sunshine Tour! Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you guys saw, she just like started to do a new line in Thank You Next with one of her newer exes.
Oh, she's back with the hot one.
Which one was the hot one? Ricky?
Yeah. Wrote some songs about Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Ariana.
Okay. So we have your Ariana Grande montage for those Ariana Grande tickets. Your first chance to hear it and play. It's a brand new one because we gave away tickets yesterday afternoon. Coming up here at 7 o'clock on